It was another long, animated assembly meeting in Haines on Tuesday with a few challenging decisions made. It was announced that borough clerk Julie Causey will step in as acting manager until December 31st. The idea of Mayor Jan Hill was originally on the table but was met with conflict, leaving the assembly divided. The assembly also rejected an appeal on a heliport near 26 Mile of the Haines Highway. The Haines-Borough Assembly is often divided on issues. That's no surprise. It's a diverse group of men and women of various ages, backgrounds, and political views. Tuesday's meeting was no exception, but the feeling in the room, which was almost full, was a little different. Things seemed to get personal between those behind the dais on a couple of different occasions.
I am working very hard to keep this separate from personal and pragmatic because I very much support the mayor, Jan Hill, in her office and the role that she plays in the borough. I'm too hesitant to do this, though.
That's Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer during the discussion about whether Hill should have been voted in as acting manager. Borough manager Dave Sosa's last day on the job is Friday. Diana Lapham responded.
She's willing to do this for no pay at the expense of her shop. She's willing to do that to help. And you know, that's what really, I'm really sad. Because the days of this community doing something like this are gone.
Lapham also listed several of Hill's qualifications and recent professional highlights and reiterated that the duration would be for less than a month.
But I'm talking people 19 days for a mayor who is up on everything that is going on in our borough to sit and to keep things moving until we can get an interim.
Friednauer maintained that she wasn't questioning Hill's qualifications, but rather the crossing of legislative boundaries and the fact that there is an organizational chart set up for an occasion just like this. Tresham Gregg said he didn't think it was appropriate nor advantageous to have Hill in the manager's seat. Mike Case, meanwhile, took it upon himself to contact a state government specialist who said it would be fine for the mayor to fill in as manager in this particular circumstance. The debate went on for a while, and just as the group was about to vote on the motion to have Hill take over, Sosa asked for a recess. He and Clerk Causey slipped out into the lobby and returned promptly. The mayor then announced that the problem was solved, and only after some prompting from Case did she announce that Causey would take over as acting manager. Causey will start her duties on Monday. Earlier, the issue of the number of members on the Personnel Committee was also broached. That committee last week voted to recommend Hill as manager, but it was discovered afterward that there was one too many members. Here's Friednauer and Hill.
Are you going to remove someone from the Personnel Committee, or how is it going to get resolved?
Yes.
Okay. I'm probably
put the names in a hat and draw one out of there, and that'll be the person that's no longer on the committee.
Gregg asked if the public could be present while that name drawing happened, so they decided to solve the issue right there. Case was the committee member booted off. The assembly also tackled the heliport dispute near 26 Mile. Last month, the Planning Commission denied a conditional use permit to Scott Sundberg, who owns Big Salmon Ventures and Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures. Sundberg brought his appeal to the assembly, which in the past has approved it, but not this time. The assembly voted against rehearing the commission's decision. Here's Sundberg.
Everyone in that area, that 40-acre area, that all supports what I'm doing, we have rights too, to pursue business, to pursue our style of happiness, and not once was that given due weight.
He said that the commission's decision was based on hearsay and false information. In order to get a conditional use permit, a business has to meet 8 specific criteria. The commission deduced that Sundberg's operation only met 2. Sundberg cried foul.
This isn't going to go very far. And I think it's probably because you have a planning commission that's heard this for 3 or 4 years. And they've already made up their minds. They made them up 3.5 years ago, and whatever information you throw at them, they're not going to change their minds. It's either going to be decided in 2 weeks, or it's going to be decided in Superior Court.
Commission Chair Rob Goldberg told the Assembly that he wants to find a solution to this. He identified a few potential heliport sites that might be less contentious, including one at the end of Chilcat Lake Road.
I think if we can start a similar process to try to put a public heliport in a place where it's really not going to bother people, I think it could put this whole issue to rest. And frankly, the Planning Commission is really tired of this conflict. We've been dealing with this for years and years and years. The whole community has. And I think there's a solution to this, but we really have to to put some effort into it and maybe some money and make it happen.
Stay tuned to KHNS later this week for more on the assembly meeting. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.